Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. Yesterday on the call, we began discussing seven things that should matter to you, to me, to you, baby, to us. So before proceeding and finishing this teaching, let's do a brief review. Number one, your personal motivation. You're going to have to encourage yourself. You must encourage yourself before you can encourage anyone else. What's the best way to encourage yourself? Reading the right books? Well, that's important. Making the right confessions? That's important or very helpful. Throwing out negative thoughts? Well, that kind of works wonders. Memorizing the right quotations and scriptures will stir your faith, and that's very good. Listening to the right CDs and MP3s will empower you. That's amazing. All of these things are good. However, the most important thing that you can do is to encourage yourself in the Lord.
In 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, it says, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because of the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." Number two, your place, where you work. No matter how difficult your work situation, I always go back to the story of Joseph. In Genesis 50, verses 19 through 20, this in the King James Version, it says, "And Joseph said unto them, Fear not, for I am in the place of God. But as for you, ye thought evil against me. But God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive." Now, obviously, Joseph had a purpose. God, maybe I should put it this way. God had a purpose for where he sent Joseph and what he was to do. Believe me, God has a purpose for you too. You may not know it right now, but it's coming.
Hallelujah. Number three, your favor matters. His irresistible charm. Our prayer for you every day, our partners of this ministry, is that the irresistible charm of Jesus will flow through you to other people.
Amen.
And even in the most difficult of circumstances, the supernatural favor of God will flow through you. So our prayer is for this charm to flow through you, giving you favor with every person you meet. Now, many of these people may not even know why they're giving you such favor, but we'll know. And of course, God knows. Now let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call.
Number four, your trustworthiness matters. Psalm 20, verse 7 says, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God." You know, you can find too many believers, probably, who are looking to someone other than the Lord for their financial deliverance. Some trust in chariots. That might be jobs and retirement accounts. Millions of Americans and other folks around the world are discovering that they can no longer trust their job to provide the necessary income to pay bills and care for their family. It seems that really with each passing day, there are more reports of people doing without. I mean, retirement is not the way it used to be set up when the company took care of you. You have to take care of yourself. There was a time when people based their lives and financial stability on what we call the 40-50-40 plan. They'd work for their employer 40 hours a week for 50 weeks a year for 40 years and then live off the company's retirement plan. But as you and I know all too well, those days are history. Technological advances and the changing global economy have drastically altered the traditional career path for everyone. The good old days of employment security plans are just that, the good old days. Yesterday is gone forever. As believers, our deliverance has never come out of Egypt anyway, the world financial system, and it never will. Our best hope, and the only place we need to place our confidence and trust is symbolized by the words found at least on our money in the United States, "In God we trust." Psalm 125 verse 1 says, "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever." In the Living Translation of that same verse, it says, "unmoved by any circumstances." We are not moved by circumstances when we put our whole trust in Him.
Amen. Number 5, knowledge matters because it allows us to make wise choices.
Amen.
Proverbs 19:2, Classic Amplified Bible. "Desire without knowledge is not good, and to be over hasty is to sin and miss the mark." We need to establish there's a distinct difference between wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Exodus 31:3 says, "And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all matter of workmanship." That same verse in the Classic Amplified Bible says it this way, "And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and ability, in understanding and intelligence, and in knowledge and all kinds of craftsmanship." One more translation for further clarification. Same verse, Exodus 31:3, this time in the New Living Translation. "I have filled him with the Spirit of God, giving him wisdom, ability, and expertise in all kinds of crafts." Wisdom, well, it gives us ability. Understanding gives us the intelligence to figure things out. Knowledge gives us the expertise to make things happen. See, God must really want us to understand the distinctions, because there's only one word difference in Exodus 31:3 and Exodus 35:31, which says, "And he hath filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship." We just need to get it and live by it.
Number 6, your good name matters. Proverbs 22 verse 1 says, "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold." The Message translation of this scripture, Proverbs 22:1, says it this way, "A sterling reputation is better than striking it rich. A gracious spirit is better than money in the bank." In biblical times, names were very significant, as they would often describe a person, their characteristics, or destiny. For instance, Abraham means the father of many nations. Moses means drawn from the water. David means beloved. John means gracious gift of God. And you could really look it up and the list goes on. But the main point is that names were important back then. What about today?
You know, honey, truthfully, some of the names I hear today, make me want to ask, what was your mama thinking when she gave you a name like that? You know, I find that a good name is a result of something far more lasting than something picked out of a book of baby names or, you know, some relative that came up with some name. A good name is a result of integrity, character, and reputation.
Once a good name really is tarnished, it's most difficult to restore. Please note that I said difficult, not impossible, difficult to restore. In Zephaniah 3:20, in the New Living Translation, it says, "On that day I will gather you together and bring you home again. I will give you a good name, a name of distinction among all the nations of the earth, as I restore your fortunes before their very eyes. I, the Lord, have spoken." Once again, we come back to the Proverbs 22:1, this time in the Message Bible. It says, "A sterling reputation is better than striking it rich. A gracious spirit is better than money in the bank." You know, in a real sense, the amount of money that you have in the bank, or you know, in your life is primarily determined today by whether or not you have a good name. Make no mistake about it. People are always checking you out. I know when we hire people, we go on Facebook to see what they say about themselves.
Yes, we do.
When young people say something, somebody is totally checking you out. They're trying to determine whether or not you're a person of interest to them. Nowhere is this more evident than in the social networking phenomenon, really changing the way that people communicate. And without question, Twitter, Facebook, all of those things have revolutionized Instagram. They revolutionize our interpersonal and many times non-personal communications. Let me say this. The basic concept of social networking is to invite people, most of whom you've never met, to be a follower or a friend. If your posts are worthwhile, then you get a good name. Others request to be your friend so that they can follow the things you write about.
You know, honey, I've been checking you out for 47 years, 1 month, and 20 days.
There you go. Thank you, darling.
Number 7, your obedience to God's word matters.
Yes.
When you're facing a tough adversary, when the storms of life are swirling around you, when it seems there's no way to make it, that defeat is inevitable, remember the words of Joshua 1:7, Joshua 1:7 in the New Living Translation. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. There is, honey, as we know, we've talked about, there is no conditional obedience to God's word. You either obey it or you don't. It's not a kind of sort of thing. But obedience to God's word comes with immeasurable and never-ending benefits.
In Deuteronomy 29, verse 9, in the New Living Translation, it says, therefore obey the terms of this covenant so that you will prosper in everything you do.
Hallelujah. Now, we're going to close with a scripture which will make you shout.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 119, the Living Bible. Before I read this, let me encourage you to go to about Isaiah 1:16. Start reading there all the way through 19. But we're just going to give you Isaiah 1:19, Living Bible, right now. It says, if you will only let me help you, if you will only obey, then I'll make you rich. I love that.
That's good.
If we let him help us, it's our choice. If we will obey, that's our choice. Then he will make us rich, his choice, and promise to us. We've shared with you 7 things that should matter to all of us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go to heraldhearing.com, check out this week's 2-minute video. And if you've been blessed by the teaching or the outreach of the ministry, up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed and have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.